This hour is brought to you by Alpine Credits. Do you own your own home and need a loan? Alpine Credits can help. Visit alpinecredits.ca to learn more.
Hour 2 Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN app and up on TSN 4. Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan, Sam Mitchell back in the fold this year. And he will join us at 5:30. We're looking forward to catching up with Sam, and we'll tee up the game tonight. And the season as a whole, it's a big game in the NBA, clearly. Raptors at home, the banner's going up. New Orleans in town, their only appearance. Too bad Zion Williamson will not be playing. But he's not alone early in the season in terms of injuries throughout the NBA.
No.
And the nightcap is the game of the night. As much as we love to believe the focus is on the rings and the banner, the Lakers and Clippers are playing tonight.
Yeah, that'll be.
That's probably going to get the A team, I would think.
Probably.
But you hear Steve Kerr come out today and say he doesn't think Klay Thompson's playing all year.
I heard that.
Blake Griffin is injured for the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season in Detroit. Zion Williamson's out for upwards of probably a month and a half, maybe 2 months. Paul George is out to begin the season. You know Kawhi's
Durant,
not playing
Durant's
more than
not playing.
Durant's out for the full year.
Well, it seems like the narrative is what the injuries are as opposed to last year where it was who's going where, who's going to end up where. Now it's about the games, but there's a lot of injuries. Last year it was like, what the hell is KD going to do? What's Klay going to do? Where's Paul George going to go? Where's Kawhi going to go? Where's Anthony Davis going to go? It was all about who's going where. Now it's about the games, but now we're dealing with a lot of injuries.
League's wide open. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Last year it was all about
movement.
This
who's
season,
going where? Yeah.
And now it's about who's actually going to play.
That's right.
And who's actually going to be able to win. Because
there that's all you heard about last year is KD. What are you going to do, KD?
Yeah.
That was the narrative, though.
It was all about the free agency class. Kyrie Irving in Boston all year.
But they've all arrived, and half of them aren't even playing.
A large majority of them are not playing. And
the Durant one is still crazy.
Well, think about this. Durant got the max deal, which is not surprising because of who he is and what he's capable of doing. But it's not like he blew out his Achilles in training camp.
Yeah.
He had just blown it out, and they're like, here's a 4-year max. Paul George.
He deserves it, though.
Was injured. They clearly knew that. Klay Thompson got a max in Golden State. Again, deserves it based on who he is, what he's done, and what I believe he will do when he returns. But here's a 5-year, like, super max deal, but the first year we're just going to pay you to sit at home.
It is a little bit.
It's wild.
It's unique, put it that way. Klay Thompson, he's proved it. Like, he deserved. Durant is a new one. It's unique because it's a new organization. Like, they're selling the future to fans going, that's what we're banking our hopes on. Oh, by the way, you're not going to see him play this year. He's going to be in street clothes right beside you.
How many Durant jerseys do you think were sold in Brooklyn, throughout the United States, throughout the world? I mean, the NBA is a national brand, international brand.
And he recently, I thought I read a piece where he took a shot at the Knicks.
Yeah,
he
did.
I wasn't going to the Knicks.
He said the Knicks aren't cool anymore.
Yeah. Which I thought was weird. He flat out said that. He's like, yeah, they're not cool anymore. It's not the cool place to go to.
Is the definition of adding insult to injury.
Yeah.
Like, he already broke their hearts by signing in Brooklyn. And by all accounts, he didn't even take a meeting with the Knicks.
Yeah, like, not a
snap. He had no interest in the Knicks. He and Kyrie Irving had already worked out all the details. They were going to Brooklyn.
Yeah, we're going to New York, just not you.
Yeah, and then you got to jump on them even more so in September and say the Knicks are a bunch of nerds and losers.
I kind of thought that was funny, but you're...
I like it. I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
But he's got no base in New York.
That's what I mean. That's not...
What does he know about New York? He's not from New York. He's never played in New York, and he's not going to play in New York this year.
Yeah. 12 months from now, he'll play his first game.
That's right.
Like, his first game in New York is going to be this conversation a year from now.
Did you hear Michael Jordan, his comment about Steph Curry?
No.
Isn't he basically saying any player going into the Hall of Fame, they're not as good as me, so the hell with that?
That's kind of how I read it. And I also would say, if you lose an NBA Finals, you open the door for Michael Jordan to just wall squat, deuce and toss all over you. Because he went 6-0.
Yeah.
We all know that. If you lose in the NBA Finals, you are scum to him.
Yeah.
Because this is what he said. He was conducting an interview, I want to say it was with Good Morning America or one of the big morning shows down in the States. And he was asked about Steph Curry. And this is what Michael Jordan had to say.
Would you keep the same four?
In a heartbeat. When I'm going in the trenches, I play against and with all these guys. I'm going with who I know. Every single night, that responsibility to go out there and represent greatness every single night.
So Steph Curry shouldn't be offended when he watches this?
I hope not. He's still a great player. Not a Hall of Famer yet, though. He's not.
Not a Hall of Famer yet.
Yet. Like, that is...
Which is totally
bogus. I'm sorry,
bogus.
MJ, that's a ridiculous comment.
Oh, it's completely ridiculous. He knows he's a first ballot unanimous lock Hall of Famer if he retired today.
But that's a backhanded shot going, just letting you know.
You like, let to me, one that's, slide.
That's MJ just being...
Or he let two slide.
Yeah, they lost twice in the finals.
Kobe's got a lot of that in him, too. Kobe would take shots at guys.
But Kobe lost in the finals. Kobe lost against Detroit.
Yeah.
That's right. What split up him and Shaq. So that's why Jordan looks at Kobe like
he's
scum. And
if you talk to Shaq and any other member of the LA Lakers at that time, they all say the same thing. If Kobe had to pass the ball in that series, they would have won the championship. They all say all he was doing was dying to win the MVP. And he just shut everything from everywhere.
Right.
I wish.
Shaq has comments. He's like, he had a jab at him on Twitter. He's like, you pass the ball, we would have won against Detroit, so shut up.
I don't think there's any love lost between those two, Shaq and Kobe.
No,
they get together for the big ceremonies and they act like they're buddies, but they're not.
There's legitimate beef.
I think there is some animosity. Yeah, but it stems back not even to the public comments. I guarantee you there was a behind the scenes like, hey, I'm going to knock your head off.
Well, Shaq has always believed that Kobe pushed him out.
Yeah,
like he didn't want to leave LA.
Also, like Shaq. Maybe mix in a workout once in a while.
Yeah, Kobe takes a shot at Shaq's conditioning, too, saying that we would have won. Didn't he say we would have won 8 if Shaq was in shape?
Yeah, and Shaq would be like the greatest of all time if he put more time into it.
Well, that's Shaq's comeback. He was like, we would have beat Detroit if you had to pass the ball.
Mm-hmm. But suggesting that Steph Curry is not a Hall of Famer and then like laughs along with the host and then doubles down and goes, no, he's not.
Yeah, and like, then they,
I'm not joking.
And then they cheers.
Yeah, I'm not joking, though. Cheers. Like, that really is a level of psychology. Like, he should be studied, like, you know, in a university in Europe somewhere. Just put him under and just figure out what's going on in Michael Jordan's brain.
Well, you
brain.
See, they're, like, everyone talks about hockey players, what they want to say, what they don't. Like, if you ask Doug Gilmore, is Sidney Crosby a Hall of Famer? Like, he's like, yeah, he is.
Yeah, but Patrick Waugh.
He would never say, oh, he never did what, like.
Patrick Waugh was like that. Dominic Hasek was the best goaltender on the planet, and Patrick Waugh had won 2 cups. He said, hey, he hasn't won cups.
Well, Tiger Woods is kind of like that, too. He doesn't want to give any. He will refuse to give anyone any credit.
But the thing is, Jordan's not playing anymore.
No kidding.
You're done.
But he's sitting there watching. He's hate watching. That's what he's doing.
I think there's also an element of, let's see if you can do it on your own, Steph Curry, which I think there is some truth behind that. Again, no one is suggesting Steph is not a Hall of Famer outside of Michael Jordan.
Right.
He is a lock, first ballot Hall of Famer, 2-time MVP, first time in history that he was a unanimous MVP, which I guarantee you pisses off Jordan, that he never got a unanimous vote. There was always someone else that stole votes from him. I guarantee you he hates that Steph got 73 wins, beat his record of 72 with the Bulls.
Right.
But he probably looks at it and says, you needed Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
You need Klay Thompson. You need Draymond Green.
But those Bulls
teams, I didn't need them.
But those Bulls teams weren't scrubs.
No, they were loaded. And Scottie Pippen, he needed Pippen before he started winning his titles.
Like, Pippen was fantastic. Like, Rodman played a role. Like, there was players on that team that they worked together. That was Jordan was the star, and it was amazing. Did you guys ever see Jordan live?
Yes, late in the year.
I saw him once in
New York. Late in his career.
Years, I don't even remember or whatever. I just remember being at MSG and watching him play was quite cool.
Yeah, he was a must-see ticket.
You know,
if
like,
Jordan was...
You know how you said you're disappointed that Zion's not there, you're going tonight, you're like, well, Jordan was must-see.
I just wonder if it's a challenge almost again to Steph, because now Durant is left, Klay Thompson's done for the year.
Yeah, let's see what you can do.
Let's see what you can do. Because if you're an all-time great, which I believe he is, he's revolutionized the game the way that Steph Curry plays.
Right.
And the face of a team that will never be forgotten. The Golden State Warriors, even though they went 3-2 and it wasn't 5-0 like other teams have or like Jordan's Bulls did.
Well, can you imagine game planning right now? You were setting a lot of people up to set shoot shots that are...
Well, it's going to be all about... That's what the Raptors did to him. When Clay and Durant were out, they just said, you try to beat us.
Yeah.
And Steph, he put up some pretty good numbers, but in losses...
Him and Clay at the beginning of that series, they were unbelievable. I was at the first two games of Toronto. I have never seen shooting like that in my life.
That's gross.
What they do every game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was impressive. Yeah, very.
I couldn't believe it. I was just like, oh, my God, you did it again? But Steph on his own, I'm sorry, you can't do it.
He still got Draymond there. They picked up D'Angelo Russell. I don't know. It's a tough Western Conference. There's a lot of really good teams.
He's not doing it.
The Lakers, the Clippers, Denver, Utah, Houston, they're in a fight. Yeah, like Golden State is officially in a fight. The Leafs are in Boston tonight. You can hear the game right here on TSN Radio and watch it on TSN 4. Ray will have the call down in Boston, and Ray Ferraro joins us now, courtesy of the Maple Toyota Hotline. What's happening, Ray?
Okay, I'm staying across the street from the Garden here. This is the longest procedure to get from there to the press room of any rink in the league.
Why? What do they do?
Right now. Like, I mean, short of it's less efficient than going through the airport. Like, you got security, and then you show security again, but then you got to flash your barcode onto the little door entry thing, but it doesn't work with the paper. Day passes, so you got to get somebody else to come. That's why Keith goes, "Hey, are you all good?" I'm like, "No." I need 5 minutes.
Well, then try and get on the elevator, too, that you have to wait.
Oh, no, Noodles, I came up the stairs. I'm like, the best part about that elevator, they're slow as you know what, and they smell like garbage because there's only two elevators, of course, in this 17,000-seat building.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's the worst-smelling section of the building right there.
Yeah.
But I'm back, and I'm happy to talk to you.
Well, there you go. And I will say, I always felt like the media meal in Boston is quite solid once you can get there.
You got it. Well, now they've spent $100 million in this place. I think the rink's only like 25 years old, but I guess they've upgraded a bunch of things and changed a bunch of things. The media meal's not where it used to be.
Well,
I'm just
Ray,
walking down the hall. I'm like, oh, would you look at that?
Hal Gill had the nerve to chirp the Vegas media meal. We went up there. Didn't they have a candy station?
Yeah, they did.
I was just there the other day. I enjoyed it.
What was it? Like, he said it was like garbage.
No. There was...
Well, I mean, Hal knows groceries, too.
Yeah.
Like, what's the best in the league?
That's a big man.
I heard Carolina's up there.
Carolina's got the pulled pork. Pulled pork is pretty good,
pork. Yeah, but 14 years in a row. They could change it up once in a while.
Well, they've got the ice cream station right in the middle of the basically the room, right over right by the pillar. There's that ice cream station with the caramel dip and the M&Ms. I don't mind the Carolina media because you go along the wall, there's a salad bar, then there's mac and cheese and mashed potatoes, then you go right to the pulled pork station.
That's not bad.
And the guy there is a huge Overdrive fan and always says to say, pass a low to O-Dog, my guy there.
I don't know what it is. I don't know about you guys. I don't even like pulled pork. I have no interest. I never want it. I don't even really know what it is. I don't want to put that on a sandwich. I would
really
rather cheddar cheese, lettuce, mustard, mayo, and roast beef. Like, I don't want pulled pork. I don't like it. I'm done with it.
Yeah, you know what, I'm going to have to agree with you.
It's overrated.
When you look at it, and you're like, I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
About that.
Well, before we...
It's like a hot dog. Everybody knows what's kind of in a hot dog. It's like the same about pulled pork. What's in that?
No, it's solid. And before we get into hardcore hockey talk, I think the Florida Panthers have a pretty good mix down there because the lady lets you know, like, there's a dessert tray behind, and you can actually point and say, I need two of those cookies, I need a brownie, and I need this. And they've got hot dogs, salads, and then any type of... meats going on. Like, that's a solid
I know,
setup
but the question
there.
Is, can you say to her, can you pack me a to-go kit to bring up
top? Well, you put it on the plate, and then you put another plate over top of it, and you walk it out like it's a salad.
I like her already.
Yeah. Even though it's all candy and sweets and all that stuff. That
I guarantee you her name is Maureen or Betty or something.
Oh, yeah. She's yeah.
She's very Southern.
Here's one. I'm going to leave one tip or one last point on this. L.A. has a spectacular meal.
Yes.
Not so much that it's, you know, like there's lots of choices, but you get over into that corner noodles where the ice cream is.
Yeah.
It's the ice cream station from, it's the best.
Yeah. Like it's like going into an ice cream store. It's flat out. There's all
I
want
to go to L.A. Let's go to L.A., Hayes.
I'd love to go to L.A. It's only access that we're talking about something that is so far inside the media game, too. Like, no fan even
like
knows what you're
people,
talking
like
about. There's 40
access.
People in the world
I know
that know what you're
talking
about. I know,
but it's actually pretty good to talk about because Ray was in a bad mood. O was in a bad mood. The Leafs have been in a bad mood. Let's talk some hockey here because Ray's going to call that game tonight.
All right, so what are you asking, Ray, to be optimistic?
And how could you be in a bad mood after talking about ice cream bars around the league?
Exactly.
You can't be.
Let's go half glass half full. Where are we at?
Is there a half full? Be honest about the Leafs right now. Where's your level of concern?
I would be surprised if they win tonight because I don't think they've played very well. The Bruins are rested. Tuukka Rask's playing rested. All the things kind of line up for a Boston win tonight. Yet Boston's got their own problems, too. They called up a young guy, Anders Bjork. He's going to play in their top two lines because they can't find anybody to score outside of the three big boys. And nothing that Toronto has done so far this year, outside of a game or two or a period or two, has seemed very smooth. It's always a little unsettled. It's always a little scrambly. Last night, they bobbled the puck around early from Marner losing the puck on the shorthanded goal to... I didn't see too many second chances. Like everything's just a little bit off. And then they took a bunch of penalties and you lose. And this is the scenario. So, you know, you play Anderson, he's great. You get 1 point. You come in here, maybe say you don't win tonight. Now you got 1 out of 4. And I that's certainly not the scenario when Babcock was talking about the goalies and how to play these back to backs that he's looking for.
Yeah, to me, they look soft and they look sloppy, and those are swear words
right.
in the hockey world.
No,
man.
Unwilling to do necessary things as well. It's like, I'll do what I want. It's like, what? What are you doing out there?
There. Nobody seems to be playing in the same style of game. It's like the coach wants them to play one way. One line plays one way. Another line plays another way. Some guys are playing the way the coach wants to when he always talks about heavy and hard hockey, and they don't get enough of that.
They're not even close to that, Ray. That's not he's wasting his words saying that type of crap.
They waste too much time going up and down the ice. They don't spend any time in the other zone. And if they don't change that, and maybe some of that changes when Tavares is back and Hyman's back, but man, can that change the whole mindset of the team? I don't know, but holy, this is not a winning way to play.
Well, I was going to bring up, and I brought this up off air to Brian, but, you know, the team is different. We all know that. But part of me last night thought, would a guy like Nazem Kadri on a sleepy night maybe draw these guys into one a little bit from an emotional standpoint? And I'm not suggesting that he's the end-all, be-all, because we know he's a loose cannon, he's been suspended, all of that. But there's nights where it is a Monday night in your own building, and it's the atmosphere, they're not feeling it, they're not good. I would witness it where a guy like Kadri in a second period gets in a scrum with a guy like Dubois, and all of a sudden everyone gets a little bit more invested. Like, to me, that team doesn't have a lot of push.
They don't have a spark. They don't have a player where you're like, that guy's going to spark something.
Janssen has a tiny bit of it, but he doesn't back it up. He'll never fight.
Well, the
He's
big
never...
boy does. 34 does. He has a spark where he scores a big goal, and then he makes an assist. But he also has the ability to go in his own zone and say, you know what, I don't really care. Go ahead and score Dubois. So it's like, what kind of spark is that?
Well, I think like the way they built their team is an indication of what they think they need, which is more speed and more skill and more skill and more skill. And there is always going to be a balance to it. And, you know, you mentioned Johnson. I mean, that kid gives you what he has, right? Like, you might not like some of his penalties, and he took another goofy one last night, but he plays his rear end off. But he's just a little guy. He can't turn the tide physically. And even if he goes and gets pissed off and runs into some guy, like runs somebody over, he's by himself. Like, nobody else is doing it. And it's not like the Bruins are like the Bruins of old, but they make you fight for every spot on the ice. And the front of their net is not a friendly place. The front of the Leaf net is a far more friendly place. And they've got, in my mind, they've got a team built that when they're humming along, nobody's going to touch them. But right now they're not, and they're going to have trouble finding their way out because they can only play one way. I mean, that's what it appears.
Well, by all accounts, why it has worked so well in New England for 20 years is because Belichick treats Brady in the video room the same way he treats the special team's backup player.
Right.
In other words, if Brady throws the wrong throw or has a misread or calls the wrong play, Belichick will blast him in front of everybody. Do you get the impression? Now, I don't know if Babcock operates that way. I don't know if he has team video sessions. Like, I've always heard he brings in individual players. They look over some stuff. They talk about some stuff.
You got to have team video sessions.
Do you think he would isolate 34 last night with that play on Dubois and rip into him in front of the rest of the team?
Well, as far as rip into him, like, what do you mean? If you show the video and they're like, hey, Austin, that's not good enough. Mm. And I walked out of the corner, like, if he was in a bathing suit, he would have been fine.
Right.
Unless you sit his ass on the bench, it doesn't mean anything. So you can go ahead and call him out and say. Go ahead, Ray.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, oh, yeah, I'm sure he, when they show the clip, he's got to say, hey, man, that's not good enough. Like, that can't be. But as far as ripping him, like, you can yell and scream and rant and rave all you want, but it's not. Doesn't get anything done. I've been in around enough teams that, you know, you make your point, and then the guy should be sufficiently embarrassed to go play better than that clip shows. That's really what it is, I think.
Ray, do you think guys in 2019 are embarrassed? Because I don't think they are. I know you and Jamie and Brian, when he played junior hockey, we're embarrassed, but I don't know if they get. I don't know if that's part of the language now. Like, I don't think they get embarrassed.
Oh, gee, I hope so, because I think the embarrassment is part of pride.
Like, no, I know, like, but I don't think they do. I think they move on to the next day. They're like robots. It's like
it's a different world, yes. But these guys deal with it because they're embarrassed on a lot of different levels, I would think.
I think they're embarrassed because they look at Twitter and they're like, I'm on Twitter.
They leave the game. And their phone is blowing up because that move is trending online. They've seen, like, if Babcock doesn't show them the video 5 seconds after the game, they see it 150 times if they want, sitting on their couch an hour later, because that's the move that everyone's talking about.
This is an honest question. But I honestly don't know if they actually get embarrassed.
Here's what I would do if I was Babcock. You have a video session and say, it's not just picking on Austin Matthews. I'm going to say, here's 8 examples of how we're too soft or how we need to be better, the details of our game. Matthews, Dubois walks to the net. Matthews, bad change in the second period where it causes a 4-on-2. So there's Austin's one. Willie Nylander, here's 2, like you pointed. Muzzin, you know, pizza up the wall, but nobody gets available for you. You know, that type of stuff, you choose them and you say, I can live with mistakes if you're going down swinging. But these are lazy mistakes. They're brain-dead mistakes. Find a way to clean that up. And guess what? If you don't clean it up, you're going to get your ass handed to you in Boston. Because Boston's not going to be like, oh, you know what? They had a rough one last night. We're going to put one on a platter for you. They're going to double down.
Well, I'm curious what they can, like, if they can dig into themselves a little bit here. Because they're... You play Columbus, it's one thing. There's no real rivalry. There's personality in the game today, like in the Boston game. Do they have it? Can they find it? It's a second game. It's a backup goalie. Do they have it in them? Because they're going to have to be a hell of a lot better than they were last night, I would suspect, or this is 5-2.
Leafs Bruins tonight on TSN 4 and here on TSN Radio. We'll catch you on the call tonight. We'll break it down tomorrow at 5.
Awesome. Have a great day, boys. We'll see what tonight brings.
Well, we're looking forward to it, buddy. We shall see.
I'm going to get ice cream.
All right, good
I'm
luck
going
with
to
that.
Get ice cream.
There's Ray Ferraro joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. They take away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lien history, and accident history. Find out more at MapleToyota.com. Yeah, the point I was making, I'm not saying rip. You know, you don't.
Right.
I'm not saying embarrass a guy.
But
it's the message. Belichick will say, this isn't good enough to Brady. And then if you're the guy, the 53rd guy on the roster, you're like, I better pick it up here. Because if Brady is getting chewed out, and
I got to think, I think a lot of times, and you just mentioned it, like they might do that one-on-one because nobody likes, everyone's offended. They don't want to be embarrassed in front of everybody else. It's like, please don't do that to me. It might be one-on-ones with those type of things.
But the other thing, too, is nowadays, the assistant coach walks right over with the iPad.
Privately.
Yeah.
You understand that? Privately.
Is that enough, though? Like a private little text message, hey, need you to
no,
be better
no.
there?
You double down on
What's
it.
That really going to do
I think
do
you
for
double
you?
Down
Maybe you
on
need
it.
To think about that yourself.
In terms of what? Me having a conversation with you?
Whatever.
In the park.
Maybe that could be done.
Well, I'm trying to toughen you up here.
Yeah, this is, see,
you're offended.
2019.
This is the hypocrisy on this the line. 11, you're a 2019 millennial right now. You're offended because I was too tough on you yesterday.
You're a farce as a captain.
You can say that all you want.
Matt Sundin, Brendan Shanahan, Ron Francis, and now this guy.
And Duffy.
And Duffy.
He's not in there.
Duffy's the captain as well on the panel.
Awesome. Yeah.
Sam Mitchell returns into the fold ahead of the game tonight. Expectations on the Raptors this season. Can they buy into the underdog mentality with rings on their fingers? It'd be a first. Probably never happened before. We'll see what Sam has to say about that. We'll tee up Lakers Clippers tonight as well. Sam Mitchell will join us next. All right, today's poll question is brought to you by jerseyfactory.com. A very positive, glass half full type of poll question moving into a new season for the Raptors. We are asking, what do you feel is most likely to happen this season? Raptors finish top three in the East. Pascal Siakam is an all-star. Nick Nurse wins coach of the year. Or Fred VanVleet wins sixth man of the year. I think top three is within reach. I think Siakam, if he just plays consistently, will be the Raptors' choice for an all-star. Those are the
think
two.
He'd be motivated.
He's getting paid a lot of money.
You don't think VanVleet could win sixth man?
Yeah, I just wonder if he's going to end up starting too many games.
Okay, yeah,
I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up, you know, him and Kyle end up as starters. I think he's got a real opportunity. I think winning coach of the year, Nick Nurse would, they'd have to win like 60 games.
Yeah.
But there's a narrative there for Nurse to do it. With Kawhi gone, Danny Green gone, everyone in the NBA saying the Raptors are pretenders now, they're not truly contenders.
Right.
You go out there and like fight for top spot in the East, he is going to get a lot of love.
You're right. He should.
And he should. Absolutely. The poll question, again, brought to you by jerseyfactory.com. Custom team uniforms and logos at prices to suit any budget. Play like a pro, look like a pro, jerseyfactory.com. Trying to get Sam Mitchell at some point. Yeah. Don't know if it's going to happen this segment.
Isn't he in the building or no?
I have no idea where Sam is. But,
did he call you Ryan? Or
no.
He used to call me Dave.
Dave. And then, thanks,
because he thought I was Dave Naylor.
Yeah. That was awesome. And then, actually, my favorite Sam moment, we kind of had to drop, didn't we? Remember he was talking to the PR guy?
Oh,
he's
like, oh, yeah, hey, what's going on? Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Bleep, bleep, bleep. Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, we had potted him up. He was on hold waiting to come on.
He was in Milwaukee.
That's right.
Where he was.
That was something else.
And he was, it was.
No, but I want to know.
He was Red Fox.
Yeah. I want to revisit the other
Red
one.
Fox.
It was a Red
he
Fox.
He thought you were Dave, and then you explained to him your name was Brian, and then he called you, like,
Ryan after that. No, yeah, I've told the story many times. The Coles Notes version is he called me Dave multiple times during the interview, and then I went into the ear of Steph, who was producing the show at the time. I said, you got to put him on hold.
Yeah.
Tell him it's not Naylor he's talking to.
Right.
And
well, why were you in Naylor's slot?
I don't remember. It might have been. Maybe I was doing the afternoons at that point. Right. I don't remember. So anyway, we put them on hold, and I do this big preamble. You know, yeah. Raptors, Bulls tonight, looking for three in a row. Sam Mitchell's with it, waiting for Steph to get the message across and put him back on hold, hoping that he won't acknowledge it. Just stop calling me Dave. You don't have to start calling me Brian.
Right.
Just stop calling me Dave.
Anything but Dave.
Anything but Dave. And then eventually he got to a point where he said, listen, I want to apologize for calling you Dave. Ryan. Which was exceptional at
that
the time.
That is actually the best. That would have been the best sound drop had they've saved that.
I wish we had it. I wish we could go back into
I know
archives.
How mad you get at stuff like that.
Look at Mullen. He's like, don't even ask me. He's just shaking his head.
You don't have that?
Oh, well, you don't know what day it was and how many years ago. Yeah. Who cares?
It was a long time
ago. That stuff
ago.
Should be like...
Well, nowadays that would be
in
flagged.
In the archive.
Nowadays that would be flagged and it would be a drop on our show. It'd be probably the most... It would be the Lindy Kaff, the Bruce Boudreau, hello...
Miles, where is that?
It'd
you got
be number
it?
One.
I wasn't even on the show back then, so I don't know.
That's how long ago it was.
We're I know, talking... but if you dug in, like, you could find that.
No way. There's no way you could.
Yeah, I think that's in your job title, Mullen. Yeah. I think you have to find
just
it.
Dig. Find everything.
Yeah, spend
it's
the night here.
Find it all.
It's very simple. You type in
it's
Dave
all in front of me.
Hayes.
No.
Yeah, just Google it. I'm sure it'll come up.
Yeah, for sure it'll come up.
So, anyway, Raptors, Pelicans tonight, Lakers, Clippers. Do you guys want to play this Terminator promo?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it. I thought it was, I watched it this afternoon. I thought it was fantastic.
I got to say, I think it's a brilliant idea by the movie.
It is.
Because what you're going to do is just let the sports world do your bidding for you. Everyone's going to retweet it and promote it for you.
Yeah.
And even though it's the worst
kind of,
acting.
I'm not going to lie, kind of pissed off that Toronto couldn't have come up with something like that. Like, I don't know who, what you're going to do. We got no Terminator. We got no Arnold.
He's in L.A., but this is the other thing, too. Kawhi didn't do... Did he do much when he was here
nothing.
As far
no,
as those
nothing.
Type of
cars? Oh, now he's Mr.
Oh, he's
poster
yeah.
Boy.
Like,
the Mr. New, poster the, Boy.
I was showing Brian, but you saw it. The New Balance commercial is fantastic, too.
Although New Balance is going to take a huge hit.
You think so?
A huge hit, man. New Balance was the official brand of a country when he was up here.
True.
If he re-signed, Trudeau would have been in a New Balance jumpsuit last night during his
true.
Acceptance speech.
Yeah, that's true.
And Scheer would have been in, and Singh, they all would have been up there in New Balance.
Double down.
I just want to thank Kawhi Leonard and New Balance for re-signing
I
with the Raptors.
I guarantee you, in their speeches... Somewhere
they would have dropped that bomb
if he re-signed.
If he re-signed, now that he's out, New Balance is done in this country.
Exactly.
And now you're going to L.A. and they're trying to make him a big star in L.A., which is understandable. But that's a Lakers town. He's not going to get close to LeBron or Anthony Davis.
No.
Or Clayton Kershaw or Cody Bellinger. Like it's a Lakers Dodgers town.
If they win, though, he'll make a dent.
But here's the thing, too.
That's the key. If he wins, he'll make a dent. If they don't, and they keep being the Clippers. That are kind of good. Who knows what they've been in the past. If they win, he will make a dent.
Plus, he's not doing that for free.
No, he's making a lot of money.
I was going to say, he's making bank on that.
How much do you think he and Paul George made for the Terminator commercial?
I don't think he steps in that room for less than
a million.
I think he's getting $1 million.
I think $1 million bucks.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Dude, I don't even know what that was. Was that a that
it's
was
a it? Promo? For,
it's a
they got
promo.
That's a promo for
up.
The team, isn't it?
No, it's for
it's
the
just
new
for the movie
Terminator
that's coming out
movie.
November 1st.
Yeah, let's play it. Have you you saw it? But we'll watch it on TSN.
I think a million
you can hear
is
it.
Rich. I think they're doing that for $100,000.
Oh no,
not
no,
a million
they
bucks.
Don't. I don't. He didn't get off his couch for $100,000.
A million bucks for 5 minutes of work. They're not doing that for $1 million. That's $100,000.
I don't know. Is Arnold in the new Terminator? I don't even know.
Yes!
He is in the new one. Okay. I thought it was a new Terminator, though. Like
well,
some.
I think, but he.
They're not. That's $100,000. That's not a million.
I don't know, man.
We've got to find out.
Let's find out.
You know what?
Yeah,
I'm going to message my guy who's in.
All right. Text Panger and find out.
No, I'm going to message a guy who's in lives in L.A. and is in sales and all that type of advertising. How much money do you.
That Panger
I know
jab.
The Panger jab.
All right.
Just rattled
Let's
him.
Just play the Terminator video here, and then we'll come back and we'll argue how much money Kawhi and Paul George actually made for this.
Hey, Kawhi.
Oh, hey, Arnold.
Welcome to L.A.
Thank you, thank you.
It's great to have you here. Plus, it's good to see another Terminator.
I don't know why they call me that.
Because you have zero emotions. You feel no pain. You have no mercy. Trust me, it's a compliment, okay?
Whoa, am I seeing double? Somebody called Sarah Connor.
Well, isn't this cute? A Terminator convention.
He's the real Terminator.
Yeah, well, you're the one with the crazy robot laugh.
It's a totally normal laugh. He's a fun guy.
Good thing. Otherwise, I'd have to terminate you.
Hasta la vista, baby.
What it do, baby?
$1 million. That's honestly 5 minutes of work.
Yeah, but it's
it's a million.
Dude, it's a huge production company. It's like, I don't know who's behind that movie, but
that's
Warner Brothers or whatever.
What's Kawhi's salary?
He's making 30? I don't know, $30-something million a year.
It's $100,000 cash in a bag, Christy Pitts.
No. I think it's
a lot of money.
So
they're all pros. Okay. They know how to do that in 5 minutes. That's nothing.
Here's my guy who's in advertising out there in LA, and he works for massive companies. He's worked for Twitter, Microsoft, all of them. I said, how much would Kawhi have gotten for doing that commercial? What would a guy like that make? $2 to $3 million.
$2 to $3 million, him and Paul George, because George is in it too. $2 to $3 million.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah, but it's not about the time, man. It's about you want to use me to promote your movie. Why would Kawhi do the Terminator any favors? Yeah. Like, why would Paul George just be like, yeah, I'll hook you up, James Cameron, who's worth $1 billion?
Yeah.
Like,
it's crazy.
And do you know how much money these companies, like the Terminator, would have in advertisement and promotion?
That's what I'm saying.
They probably got a $100 million budget. Yeah. They're like, here's $5 million for these two guys. And
Kawhi's not, he's created for himself, I think, brilliantly by not saturating the market with himself. Like, he's not going to show up at a watch place for a free watch.
No.
Like, he does just big events, big things.
How much do you think Uncle Dennis made for that?
Well, he probably had a million stuff in a bag.
I think Uncle Dennis gets a cut of whatever Kawhi gets.
That wouldn't be surprising.
If he brokers the deal. So he gets 10%. These actors and actresses and stuff, they pay a lot of money. I was told by an actress one time, if she made $1 million, she took home $250. Because it was 50% right to taxes right away, 10% to like the PR person, and 15 to the agent. So their clear was 250. That was it. Not that much. That's still a lot of money, but they like, there's a lot of money out there in that type of stuff. But they pay. I wasn't shocked when he just wrote me $2 to $3 million. It's probably a couple million bucks.
Do you think they both made the same, Kawhi and Paul George?
No, I don't know.
I think Kawhi would have been a bump up on George.
He had a bigger role in that. Like, he played the Terminator, and
Are you a director?
Yes.
He had a bigger role. You don't even know.
He was the Terminator.
He didn't have a speaking role, and like, yeah.
At the end of it on radio, I know you can't see it.
I thought Paul George was terrible.
He was a brutal actor.
But
so was Kawhi. But Kawhi, that's natural for Kawhi. Him looking uncomfortable is what you expect.
No, like, he's like, that's kind of a cool laugh. Don't make fun of it.
This
is coming from three guys talking about, yep, the paper ties.
The Source commercial was money.
Our Source commercial was, we didn't get $2 to $3 million for that.
No, we didn't.
No.
We didn't get anywhere close to $2 or $3 million.
Feathers.
Yeah. But we got some paper ties.
We did.
I'm tired of that paper ties routine.
We might have to bring that back and compare our acting in the Source commercial.
We should do side by side, because I think Kawhi was a little stiff in it. Actually,
but that's his whole
thing.
The
most stiff guy was Arnold, and he's an actor.
Exactly.
Technically.
Oh, Arnold's acting is atrocious.
I know.
It's just accepted. Like, it's Arnold.
And broken English.
Yeah.
Like, that's, it's just because he's jacked.
Like, the Terminator was on the other night, and he's playing a robot. That's the thing. It's a perfect typecast for him. But it's really, it's not good. Like,
no.
It's really not quality.
Like, all these celebrity actors in L.A., they must be thinking, like, a guy like The Rock. This guy was like a wrestler.
He tried.
And now he's the most,
I think he's the highest paid man.
He is.
In Hollywood.
I was just going to say the highest paid actor, but he also
for
tried
jumping
out
off buildings and shooting people in the head.
He works a lot, though.
His last movie was pretty good.
Which one?
It was the one with Jason Statham, where they were. Is that his name?
Hobbs and whatever.
Yeah. I didn't mind it.
Now, that was a spinoff.
Stubbs and Hobbs? No.
Something like that.
Spinoff of Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. But it was decent.
I like The Rock, but I think he gets paid so much because he does everything. He's like Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Like, if you call up The Rock and say, there's a Source commercial and they're going to pay you whatever they're going to pay you. He'll fly to Toronto.
Well, here's the thing.
And do the Source
I like
commercial.
That show Ballers, and I think he's fantastic in it.
Yeah, but exactly. Why is he doing a weekly show and then movies, and he's still involved in wrestling?
And that's like a real, it seems like it's a real behind-the-scenes NFL situation.
Yeah, it is a pretty cool show.
I don't mind that one.
Josh Lewenberg and Bobby Mack in studio in the next hour. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050. All right, Bob McKenzie in studio in the next hour. Josh Lewenberg live from Scotiabank Arena. It's taking some heat online. People, I think, getting the wrong conclusion to steal a line from Patrick Laine.
About The Rock?
No, about my take on, tailgating the banner raising tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Where I don't equate a banner going up to that of being there to watch a big game in the playoffs. And the weather's bad. I'm just saying it's kind of a tough sell for me. I'm not suggesting that people won't be down there. They will be.
People take you're taking some heat.
Well, people are like, why are you hating on a tailgate? And I'm not hating on a tailgate. What I'm saying is, like, if you're not in the building to see the banner go up,
right?
Like, are people going to be celebrating? I just don't know what to expect outside of the building when the banner goes up. Like, are people going to be out there chanting and
I don't know.
I wouldn't expect that. I would expect it during a big playoff game outside, fourth quarter, which we saw throughout the spring, which I think is incredible.
How many
people, but a banner going up?
Well, how many people are getting rings tonight? 19,000?
I thought I saw they can't give out 10,000. Like, it's either you commit to the full, like, 20,000 that are going to be there.
Right.
Or you don't commit to any.
I thought all the fans got there.
That
tonight.
Was my understanding. I think you're right. I hope that there's 20,000 rings there.
But
when you walk in the building, you get one.
You get 20,000. Are they going to spill out into Jurassic Park?
No, they're not handing out rings out there.
But that's the line then?
Yes, because those people paid money for the tickets to go in. You're not paying to sit outside the building and watch on the big screen.
Jurassic Park has no cover charge?
No, not that I'm aware of. I think it's just first come, first serve. If you get there and you get access, maybe you got to sign up online or whatever.
If it was $5 cover charge, do you think people would pay to go in?
I think so.
I think so, too.
I think for a big game. That's what I'm saying. Like, tonight, once the banner goes up and the game starts, it's game one of 82.
One of 82, it's going to be sloppy. The score could be 124 to 111.
And it's against a team that's completely irrelevant without Zion Williamson,
right,
that has no history with the Raptors. They play in the Western Conference. Anyway,
well,
I'm hoping for a good game tonight out of the Raptors. And the starters are out. Lowry, Fred VanVleet. So Fred's going to start tonight. OG Anunoby, Pascal Siakam, Marc Gasol.
So they're a little different.
There's your starting five.
A little different look.
Yep. And Serge will come off the bench. Norman Powell will come off the bench.
You got a pretty deep team then. They look all right.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's seven or eight players deep, and then there's, I think, a lack of trust with some of the new guys when it comes to Nick Nurse.
I butcher his name all the time.
OG Anunoby. He's starting tonight.
He's the X factor.
Well, he is going to start at the three, which is where Kawhi would generally start. Like, last year, it'd be Kyle, Danny Green, Kawhi,
right,
Siakam, and then either Valanciunas, Ibaka, or Gasol.
I know his name. I always want to say Obi-Wan Kenobi because I think people, like, tie that name to it. I don't know why.
Well,
do you not do that?
I haven't connected those dots. The Star Wars trailer came out last night.
Maybe that's why. I mean, it's recency bias.
I've
seen that.
Yeah, maybe. Josh Lewenberg at 6:30 from Scotiabank Arena. Bob McKenzie in studio. Leafs Bruins tonight. Game one of the World Series. We'll tee that up as well. Overdrive continues on the TSN app.
This hour has been brought to you by Alpine Credits. Do you own your home and need a loan? Alpine Credits can help. Visit alpinecredits.ca to learn more.